Welcome to What We Offerista. Offerista Talent Talk. Offerista, transform digital visibility with us. Get to know us and how you can become a part of our exciting journey as we thrive to become the market leader in digital product communication. Let's dive right in. We are back with our second episode. How excited are you?
Hi, Lisa. I'm super excited to be back. This might even be my favorite episode so far, since we're talking about our Offerista values, about what makes us special as an employer. Yes, so let's get started. What are our company values?
Oh, wait. Before we do, don't we want to share the correct answer to the last episode's Quizarista question?
It's Quizarista time. In the first episode, we talked about our company in general. And if you haven't heard this episode, then stop right here and get back to the first episode. So be sure to not miss out on this information.
So the Quizarista question from the last episode was, how many Offeristas are we, Marina?
We're curious if you guessed correctly or somewhere in the field, but we are around 140 employees right now.
All right, now let's get started with what we Offerista.
When I first started working for Offerista, I loved the super welcoming atmosphere that we create. So everybody's super helpful, super nice. We're also very open-minded people. So it doesn't matter in which team you're working or in which level. Everybody helps each other. Everybody's there for each other. And we definitely want to grow together. So this is something that makes Offerista as an employer and as a working place super special to me personally. And this is also what we hear from people working for us. It's also super important that we have fun at work. So we call ourselves Team Fucking Awesome. This is kind of our claim. And this represents working for us actually very well and how we are operating as a team.
There's a mindset standing behind this. And we, of course, want that your mindset is fitting to ours. So let me explain you a little bit more what is important for us. We are always standing together for a bigger version. What is also important for us is that you bring in a growth mindset. When you will start at Offerista, you will find flat hierarchies and also a big high five mentality. It means that we are reaching our goals together, that we are celebrating our successes. What is also really important and really nice, that colleagues become friends at Offerista.
Yes, colleagues becoming friends is real at Offerista. So I see it myself with Lisa here. We started together 2 years ago and we became really close while working together, even though we are separated into two different offices. And yeah, that's really what I love about Offerista. And what you can expect from us is definitely also the remote work. So this is something that we are offering for everybody. Yeah, in general, you are matching if you have a good energy, if you like to work self-responsibly, but also like to work as a team, like to achieve goals together with your colleagues. And yeah, if in general you are driven to develop your skills, so if you have a growth mindset, this is something that we are looking for in our candidates. And another aspect, which is kind of more a practical one, would be English. So our podcast is in English for a reason. We are an international company, and this is also how we talk internally. Besides English, yeah, obviously in recruiting, we're always looking for two types of factors. So that's on the one hand, your skills. So we are looking for experts in their field. By experts, we don't necessarily mean somebody that finished a university degree. We are not limiting ourselves here. So it's definitely about your own personal story, about your own skills. And the other second thing that we are looking for is, yeah, the Offerista fire. That's what we call it. What is an Offerista fire? This is basically your mindset that you're bringing. So we talked about it already a little bit, but it's your open-mindedness, your willingness to learn and to grow with us.
So Marina mentioned remote work, but of course you're always welcomed in one of our offices. We have two offices in Germany, in Dresden and Berlin, and we have other offices across Europe in Vienna, Sofia, Bucharest, Budapest and Warsaw. For me, that's a really big plus that I can work from home and don't have to commute to work every day. But of course, you're always welcomed in one of our offices.
We are offering for all our employees to visit all the other locations. So Offerista is also completely paying for this to be able to also see each other more often. So if you love to travel, this is the right place for you, definitely. Yes, we are also already coming to an end here. So you learned about what we offer at Offerista and also what makes us a great match as an employer and you as a potential employee for us. It's Quizarista time. Yes, talking about getting to know each other better, our next Quizarista question will be, when was Offerista founded? In what year? So make sure that you listen to our next episode where we will answer this question for you. You will hear some more information about how was Offerista founded, what are the plans for the future, where is the company going, and you will hear this from one of our founders, Ben.
So if you already think that it's a match, you can visit our career site and we are looking forward to your application.
Thank you for listening. We hope you had a great time with us.
If you are listening to this podcast on our career site, we invite you to have a closer look at our job offers and send us your application. Anyway, it will be worth visiting it. Just type into your browser offerista.com/career. Become an offerista.